Trigger warning. The following episode contains references to gore, animal cruelty, human suffering, death, factual inaccuracies, several entitled people making light of all these things. If any of the aforementioned topics cause you discomfort, you may want to listen to a different episode.
The only thing I hate more than Mondays is toxoplasmosis. I'm Adam.
Cat scratch fever! Cut off your leg! I'm Andy.
I have a cat with a flat face. This is Rick.
My name's Sean, and I'm squirming with excitement to bring you today's episode on cats for Acid Pop. Hello again, lovely listeners, and welcome to Acid Pop. Today, we're going to be talking about everyone's favorite pets, cats. So, etymology. There's not much to this. Old English, cat. Yeah, pretty much. So, instead, I thought I would do, well, it's also Latin, catus, and Greek, cata, which, you know, cat. Just
where did they ever get that word from?
So, instead, I thought I would tell you the top spoken languages in the world, how to say cat, which I'm probably going to say wrong. In Spanish, gato.
Sure.
In French, chat, which, you know... Make of that what you will.
That's not
German,
fun.
Cats. Japanese, Niko. Chinese, Mao, which I thought was interesting. It's an onomatopoeia animal name.
Oh, yeah.
And Hindi is Bili.
Feely.
Feely or Peely?
B as in boy.
Bili.
Yeah, Bili. I think. Or it could be Billy. No.
Hey there, Billy. Your cat food, Billy?
Whose Billy is this?
I'm sorry, it'd be Billy food.
So phobias of cats, felinophobia, alurophobia, and ilurophobia. So one thing that I thought was funny is the scientific name for the common domestic cat is Felis catus, where feline means cat and catus means cat. So cat.
Cat.
So they were domesticated about 7,500 BC. Cats traditionally live about 12 to 15 years, but there's always that oddball that makes it to, like, you know, 28 or whatever.
Yeah.
And the average cat weighs about 8 to 10 pounds, which is 3.6 to 4.5 kilos. And the average cat is about 18 inches long and 9.5 inches tall, or 45 centimeters long and 24 centimeters tall.
And, of course, we are specifically talking about domestic cats.
Yep. This episode is about domestic cats, so no tigers or lions or anything like that. As always, we will start with a pop quiz. So, true or false? Cats are omnivores.
Yes. True. I've seen my cat eat grass.
True.
False.
Damn it. I've seen it.
It's true you have. But cats are obligate carnivores. So they digest meat and protein. So they can eat other stuff. But it's sort of like humans drinking dairy where it doesn't really, you know, you don't get much benefit from it.
Science is wrong on this one, Sean.
Well, this will be a little bit of a PSA because roughly 20% of cat foods contain corn and grains.
Yeah, I think it's pretty common with most, like, cat and dog food.
Yeah, it's just kind of filler, which is actually really bad for cats and may be part of the reason why we have so many cases of feline diabetes is because their bodies are trying to process all this junk and they don't know how. Cats can survive a fall from any height.
Any height?
Any height.
I'm going to go with true.
That's got to be false. Like, any height. That's a lot of heights.
Any height. Cats are that cool.
But the key word is can. So that means, you know, yeah.
There's
people
a slight possibility.
There's a 1% chance from space that cat would be fine.
I know. I think I've heard that there is a, like, kind of an in-between height. Like, there's a, when it's really high, it's safer. And then when it's really low, obviously. But then there's, like, one that's kind of in-between where they can get hurt really bad. But I think they could survive, so I'm going to say yes, they can survive.
No, I'm saying if you drop a cat from orbit, that's not going to survive.
No. Well, Adam gets it for this one, but Rick was actually really close to the answer. So if a cat falls from less than 2 stories, which is about 24 feet or, about 7 meters, or higher than 6 stories, which is about 72 feet or, what would it be, like 24 meters, they'll be okay. But if they fall between 2 and 4 stories, they're very likely to die.
What happens in that space?
See, and as soon as Rick said that, I was like, oh, damn it, I've heard that before.
So basically, in a fall from less than two stories, a cat doesn't have time to build up to terminal velocity. So they'll probably be okay. Sure. Above that, they hit terminal velocity, but past six stories, cats can actually spread out, kind of like a flying squirrel. Yeah,
they spread their membranous wings.
Yeah, and flap away. But yeah, they'll spread out enough to where they can slow down and survive the landing. Now, they won't be fine. They're not going to walk away. They'll probably break their legs and things. But yeah, if they're higher than six stories, they have time to spread out and get into, you know, flying squirrel position and be okay. So there you go. If you're going to own a cat, don't live between the second and sixth stories.
Or just don't leave your window open.
Yeah.
Time to go outside. Whoop.
Unlike dogs, it's okay to feed cats chocolate.
I don't know. I'm going to say it's probably okay.
I'm going to say it's not okay.
I mean, I don't want to feed my cat chocolate, but...
That chocolate's for me.
I'm going to say it's not okay also.
The cat has his own M&Ms.
Andy and Rick get it. You cannot feed cats chocolate.
I didn't know.
It is also lethal to them.
Same with onions, I think.
Yeah, actually, I think you're right. Onions are lethal to cats. Yep.
And dogs. Don't feed your dogs onions, kids.
Yep. Very true, I think. Not very true, because I'm not sure.
Sounds like it could be true.
Plausible.
Sounds plausible, children.
Cats cannot regrow their whiskers.
That sounds...
I'm going to say false.
False.
Correct. They can, in fact, regrow their whiskers. So don't worry about it. But it's... I don't know if you guys have ever seen a cat without their whiskers, but it's pretty funny.
No.
Because they, you know, they rely on their whiskers to let them know when they're getting close to things on the sides. So if you take that away, they'll just wander into stuff sideways and just like bonk into walls. And... There are more pet cats in the U.S. than dogs.
True.
I don't know about... Well, no, I... Let's go with true.
I'll say false, just to give us a spread.
It is true.
Okay.
88 million cats.
74 million dogs.
Hmm. So by a pretty wide margin.
And that is like owned cats, not like strays and stuff?
Correct. Pet cats.
I mean, think about how
many small cats. Once you get past eight cats, you are the stray. They have taken you in.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Fill in the blank. The oldest cat was how many years old when it died? So remember, the average is 12 to 15.
51.
Ooh. It's a
hell of 26. A cat.
I'm going to go with my current age, 33.
Andy gets closest without going over.
Damn.
It was 38 years old.
I tried to shoot for the moon, but I made it to the stars.
So this cat's name was Cream Puff, which, get this, born August 3rd, 1967, died August 6th, 2005.
Wow. He hung in there.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. The heaviest cat weighed how many pounds or kilos?
What'd you say the average weight was?
The average is 8 to 10 pounds or 3.6 to 4.5 kilos.
I'm hedging my bets. It's 33 pounds.
Oldest and heaviest cat. 40.
You can get those Maine Coon cats that are really big and they have a lot of room to grow. So I'm going to say 60 pounds.
Ooh, 60. This time Adam is closest without
going. Yeah.
46 pounds, 21 kilos. His name was Himmy. He was an Australian cat. Currently the world record holder. So Himmy was 10 years old when he died in 1986. He had a 15-inch neck and a 33-inch waist.
Wow.
Which, just for the record, I have a 32-inch waist.
Yeah, I was going to say, that cat is around my size.
Yeah, that was a big cat. So since this cat, there may have been larger ones, but Guinness has actually stopped accepting applications for fattest anything because they don't want to encourage people to make obese animals.
Yeah, they don't want any more pictures of cats wearing belts.
Also, they know Jim Davis has it with Garfield, so they're just...
Eat this lasagna, stupid cat.
So the world's smallest cat was what size in length and height? So this is not a weight.
In length and
so the
height?
Average is 18 inches long, 9.5 inches tall.
I got a 3-inch long cat that's 2 inches tall.
Wait, you said smallest?
Yep. That's pretty adorable.
That'd be an adorable teacup cat.
I could just keep it in my pocket.
You have to powder its food because it couldn't fit anything into its mouth.
I'm going to say, what'd you say, Andy?
3 inches long, 2 inches tall.
I'm going to go one lower on each.
Oh, man.
adult cat, right?
Yep, it's an adult cat.
Adam, now that I think about it, that is a ridiculously small cat.
So that cat would be like eaten by a moth.
Butterfly is carrying like?
Its meow would be so high-pitched. All right, so...
A breeze blew my cat away.
So Adam grows with 2 inches long and 1 inch tall.
He's an outdoor cat, I think. I can't find him.
I want these cats to exist so bad.
You know, I'm going to go with 9 inches long and 5 inches tall.
Well, this one, Andy gets it, but my...
Oh, I'm so close.
Should have bet up. Maybe the Price is Right strategy. So it was 7.5 inches long, or 19 centimeters. And you were actually pretty close on the height there, Andy. 2.75 inches tall.
Wow.
That is 7 centimeters.
He had no knees.
His name was Tinker Toy. So cats don't have taste receptors for which of the following? Salty, umami, sour, sweet, or bitter?
I'm going to go with sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to go with sweet, too.
Bitter.
Sweet.
Damn it. So you're saying not only will my chocolate kill my cat, but it'll also be wasted on them taste-wise.
Yeah, it's like, why did you give me this nonsense? All right. What is a group of cats called?
A Cheshire.
Ooh, good one.
A clutter.
Ooh, also close.
A pride.
That's lions.
They're cats.
It's true. It is a clowder.
Oh. Clowder? That's not even a real word.
Hey, I looked it up in my Dr. Seuss dictionary.
To find something else that rhymes with powder.
Glaring is also...
That one makes sense.
Time to define some terms. What is Manx syndrome?
That's when they don't have a tail? Like they have like a nub tail or no tail? Okay.
When they're constantly in heat or something.
Ooh.
Manx syndrome is when they have extra toes.
Adam actually got it. It's cats without tails.
Damn right I did.
It's a genetic disorder. You can't have cats without tails. So, next, polydactyl.
That's what Andy just said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, extra toes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that would be harder. Yep. Too many toes, which cats happens all the time. So what are Toxocara catti?
Say that again?
Toxocara catti.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I could. This cat has Toxocara catti.
Okay, I'm going to go with Toxo and Cara. They have poisonous toenails.
I'm going to say they ate too much poisonous chocolate.
I'm going to say they're toxic and they care, so it's like really dangerous and they'll come over and cuddle with you. And then you'll
they have a toxic personality.
Poisonous cats. Yeah. No, Toxocara are roundworms.
What?
That's the scientific name for roundworms, which all... Well, not all, but pretty much every cat has when they're born. Whenever you've seen a kitten and they've got that adorable little chubby belly, looks like they swallowed a tennis ball.
It's worms.
That's just their inside squirming with worms.
God.
You give something to cats and it'll get rid of them. And it's just part of having a kitten. You just give it to pretty much every cat. But if you don't, then there have been cats with these like ridiculously big stomachs that have died of starvation because the worms are eating all the food and they're not getting any.
You just make your cat swallow a tiny eviction notice.
Get out.
What is cerebellar hypoplasia?
Oh, I've heard this before.
Something about the brain.
Really?
It sounds very familiar.
Hypo means
hyperplasia.
They're missing something. It's a cat that's missing part of their brain.
Did you say hyper or hypo?
Hypo.
Hypoplasia. Oh.
Yep. It's a cat that's missing part of their brain.
Okay. Which part?
The aphasia.
Not an aphasia in that cat.
The cerebellum. So that's for coordination. So I'm going to guess it's kind of like a cat that moves around weird and funny.
Yeah, a cat that has no balance.
Yeah, you guys got it, actually, pretty much. It's wobbly cat syndrome.
Well, when you put it like that, it just sounds goofy.
So it's a neurological disorder, and it's a virus thing. So if a mother cat has pan leukemia virus, it sometimes will give birth to kittens with this disorder. And it basically, yeah, just throws off their balance. So there's lots of videos online you can see of cats just like wobbling around like they're drunk and then just like falling over or trying to make jumps and just like going the wrong way and landing on their head. And that's just this thing they've got.
Adorable cat.
Sure, there's lots of goofy music. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's always set to, misery. You know, like Keystone Cops as they
That's exactly what I was going to say.
So what is quicking? What happens when you quick a cat?
There can be only one cat.
Isn't that
That's the quickening.
Yep. That's when Mr. Krabs comes and tries to kill your cat. No, isn't that declawing?
We got declaws, Highlander battle. Any guesses there?
I'm gonna stick with Highlander battle.
Let's go with Highlander battle from the mother cat, killing some of the kittens.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, actually, Andy was pretty close. It's what happens if you clip your cat's toenails and you clip them too close and they start to bleed.
Yes, that's the quick.
But really, yeah, how close was I?
You were very close, Adam.
That's what means when you quick your cat. So if that ever happens, you want to just, you know, put a cotton ball to it. Or there's actually this special powder that you can get that is a coagulant. And you can just sprinkle it on there. But it's not really that big a deal, but it does hurt like hell. So try and avoid doing it. All right, so stories about cats. Horrible stories about cats. So where else could we start but toxoplasmosis?
Yes.
What I'm going to say about toxoplasmosis is it's not actually all that big a deal. I mean, not really.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, it is. I just did. So it's a parasite, and basically this parasite reproduces in cat intestines and then gets pooped out in the feces and then gets into mice, and then the mice wander near cats, and the cats eat the mice, and then they get toxoplasmosis again. But here's the thing about toxoplasmosis is cats build up an immunity to it. It's sort of like chickenpox. They can only really get it once, and once they've had it, they don't get it again. Hmm. And the same is true of people. So people can only get it once. And the symptoms of toxoplasmosis are often just nothing. Like, you'd never even know you had it. But if something does show up, it is usually just sort of flu, just a bit of a malaise and maybe a little achy, and that's about it. So the big thing about toxoplasmosis is they're always telling pregnant women, like, don't go near your cat's litter box. Like, don't go near cat feces. You'll get toxoplasmosis and it'll kill your baby.
Quit sticking your face in that litter box.
Yeah, like, I know you love to eat cat poop, but for the next 9 months...
I have these cravings.
It's not actually, like, it is bad. I don't want to say anything. If you catch toxoplasmosis while you're pregnant, your baby, you can have a miscarriage, you can have low birth weight, you can have retardation, your baby can have seizures, you can have a baby born with an abnormally small head. It's not good. But the odds of it happening are pretty low because, you know, odds are if you've got a cat, unless it's a very young cat that goes outdoors, it probably doesn't have it. And if you have had cats a long time, you've probably already had it. But if you do have a cat that has it and you are a pregnant woman and you haven't had it, then and you catch it, you have a 15% chance of passing it to your baby in the first trimester, 30% for the second, and 60% for the third. Hmm. But the complications are only really a danger in the first trimester. Okay. So if everything works against you, you have a 15% chance of getting it and passing it on to your baby. Or if you get it, you have a 15% chance of passing it on to your baby. Then, if your baby gets it in the first trimester, there's only a 5 to 6% chance that it's going to cause a complication. Eh. So, it is bad, but sometimes people make a bigger deal out of it than they ought. So,
if I remember correctly, if you have AIDS, toxoplasmosis can be deadly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you have AIDS, a lot of things can be deadly.
Yeah.
Is this a cat scratch fever, or is that something else?
Though that's next on our list, cat scratch fever. Cat scratch fever, this is kind of a weird one because, you know, there isn't really a specific cat scratch fever. There's the most common thing that happens, but really what it is cats wander around, they get crap on their feet, and then they scratch you, and whatever was on their feet gets into your skin. So it can be a lot of things. It can be several different strains of bacteria. Mostly it's just a bacterial infection. So usually when you get it, you get malaise, decreased appetite, and aches. Sometimes a headache, chills, muscular pain, you know, that sort of thing. Not so much with the horrible side effects of cat scratch disease. But if you do happen to get a nasty bacteria, then yeah, it can.
What is it with cats and giving me malaise all the time?
Well, yeah, they sleep all the time. They just want someone to sleep with them.
My sister-in-law got a nasty case of cat scratch fever when she was a kid and was treated like a princess and made my wife jealous.
Oh, really?
Well, now I want to get scratched by a cat.
So, but basically, if you get scratched by a cat, it's a good idea to really scrub that out with soap and water. Because you never know. Because you might end up like our poor friend, Vera Panthip. So he was admitted to the hospital after he got a scratch on his right shin from a neighborhood cat. And it wasn't healing up very well. So they started cleaning it out. It looked pretty bad, so they did some tests, and turned out he had caught necrotizing fasciitis.
Ah. Oh, no.
Which is flesh-eating bacteria, for those of you that aren't familiar.
What the hell did this cat step in?
I don't know, but it's out there, you know.
From the last man it killed.
This is a really bad bacteria, and usually there's nothing you can do but amputate, like... It starts to go south really fast. First thing they tried to do was cut away the dead flesh to see if they could not have to amputate his leg.
Good plan.
That didn't work out. It spread even further. So then they're like, okay, we better go ahead and amputate that leg. They did.
Gonna need that leg.
And then shortly after that, they found it on his other leg. So they were trying to... basically prep him to take off his other leg, but this guy was pretty old, and he didn't survive the second surgery.
Oh, damn.
Death by cat scratch.
See, I always thought cat scratch fever just turned you into Ted Nugent.
Does that still, would that still require amputation, even in modern medicine?
Oh, yeah.
You were Ted Nugent?
Yeah. We'll have to cut out your vocal cords. Yeah, so necrotizing fasciitis, it's very rare, but when it pops up, there really isn't much that can be done. So the only thing you can hope for is that it's on one of your limbs so that they can cut it off. Because if it's, like, on your face, yeah, that's it. You're done.
It's super resistant to, like, every antibiotic, and it's really hard to kill. And once it gets in there...
Yep, that's it. So it's a little late for our quiz, but what do you think the most cats owned by a single woman is?
Ooh.
How many cats does she have?
I'm going to say triple digits at least.
Yeah, I'm going for the trips.
Let's say 113.
Okay.
I'm going to step it up, Adam. I'm going to 240 cats.
Yeah, I'm going to 750 cats.
Ooh. What?
Well, Rick gets the closest without going over.
What?
She has over 1,000 cats.
Whoa.
At that point, you don't own cats.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. She lives in the trailer, and the rest of her 6-acre lot and 4,500 square foot 5-bedroom house is taken over by her 1,000 cats.
Oh, yeah, it's stinking there. Oh, man.
Yeah, like, oh, man. Yeah, basically, she just started taking in strays, and there were lots and lots of them, so she just kept taking them in. And, like, she doesn't just take them and keep them. She is running a adoption sort of thing.
Okay.
So people do come and take the cats away from her.
Does she at least have them, like, fixed or something when they get there?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're not, like, making more cats while they're staying?
Yeah, and after she started taking in these cats, she actually got her license as a vet tech. So that she could better take care of them and see to it they got neutered and things.
Well, it's not the worst situation I've ever heard of then, I guess.
Yeah, but they go through about 6,000 ounces or 333 pounds, 150 kilos of food a day.
Is that fancy feast or dry food?
Like, at that point, your entire day, you get up and you start the can opener and you just feed cats all day and you go to bed.
You don't even have a can. You just have, like, an industrial, like, 8-gallon barrel that you just, like, crank open.
Just teach one of the other cats to use the can opener.
Just get at the top floor of your house and kick the barrel down the stairs. And...
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, even going into that house, I can't even imagine how she adopts any of them. She's like, oh, you have to go in here first. Like, oh.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Next, we're going to talk about cat serial killers, which is something that apparently happens quite a bit.
Is this... cats that kill people or people that kill cats?
Oh, this is people that kill cats.
Oh, okay. That's sadder than I was thinking.
I know.
Cat serial killers. So a small French town is a little confused because they have had over 200 cats killed through poisoning in their little town.
Hmm.
This guy has gotten a name, the cat serial killer. One owner said his cat came home, vomited up something blue, meowed, and then died.
Oh, that's so sad.
They don't... This was just a few years ago, and they still don't know who's doing this. So they're trying to track down...
Yep,
still going on. At least last I checked.
Do they know what is, like, what the blue stuff is?
No, I didn't read that, if they do. They probably have figured that out, but yeah, somebody's just killing cats, leaving out poison food for them. So there's another one in on the outskirts of London. This cat killer has killed cats along with other animals. 32 animals found over an 11-month period with cats, rabbits, and foxes. But that's just the ones they found, so they think there could be a lot more. So this murderer is referred to as the M25 animal killer, because the road that they find all these animals on is the M25.
The guy just hangs up by the side of the road, waits for animals, and just... Ugh.
And I'm pretty sure he moved on to people by now.
This guy is pretty bad. So the animals tend to have blunt force trauma is what kills them. So bonks them on the head and then uses a knife to carve a specific pattern into their skin and disembowel them. So this
it's like
has been going on.
The Ripper of animal killers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The interesting thing about all of this is there was another guy in California who was going around killing cats and he got caught. But there's not really much you can do to a person with this.
No?
Because, you know, there's cruelty to animals, you know, sort of laws, but cats are considered property. So the most that you can get somebody for killing your cat is property damage, which isn't really that big of a deal. Like, they might get a fine or go to jail for a couple months.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently this is a hobby with not very many downsides. Other than people find out, they'll probably think you're really weird. There's some people investigating these cat serial killers, but even they're like, yeah, we're not sure what we're going to do when we catch them, but we probably want to stop them.
Like cruelty to animals like a well-known psychopathic tendency or something?
Yeah, and that's another thing they're concerned about is like, you know, maybe this guy's just building up in Dexter-like fashion to killing people. So that's another reason to try and find this person and get him off the streets.
He watched Cats Can't Dance one day and says, "Cats can't dance," and he went insane.
That happens.
Let's go back in time a little bit to Egypt. Thank you. So the Egyptians worshipped cats. We all know that. It's sort of interesting to what degree. I've got a couple of stories here. There's this guy. There was a Roman that was riding his cart through Egypt in about 60 BC, and he accidentally squashed a cat. And, you know, it was an accident. He didn't mean to. And so he jumped off. He's like, "Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry." And there was a bunch of villagers around and said, "That's okay. We'll just kill you to death." So this mob just like beat this man to death for, you know, accidentally killing a cat. Yeah, they take it pretty seriously. But it also got used against them. So there was the Battle of Pelusium in 525 BCE. So this was Pharaoh Psamtik III versus the Persian king Cambyses II. So basically, Cambyses went to the pharaoh and said, "Hey, we should be buddies, so why don't you give me your daughter and I'll marry her, and then that will sort of join our kingdoms together." And he said, "Great idea, I'll do that." But instead of sending his own daughter, he sent the daughter of the previous dead pharaoh along, because he didn't have much use for her.
It's the next best thing.
Because he didn't want to give one of his own daughters. So this girl was pretty pissed about being sent along to this guy. So she immediately told him, like, "Yeah, I'm not the daughter you were promised. Like, this isn't the daughter you were looking for." So then he was pissed, and he decided to declare war on this pharaoh for slighting him. While all this is going on, this Psamtik II dies, and he was sort of a crafty guy, but he leaves the kingdom to his son, Psamtik III. But Psamtik III is kind of a weenie. So this isn't really his problem. He didn't start it, but now he has to deal with it.
Don't use the weenie word.
So Cambyses strolls into town, and he knows that the Egyptians worship different animals. So he had all of his warriors paint Bastet, which is an Egyptian cat goddess, on their shields. And then, so usually your front lines would be your, like, you know, pike warriors. But the front lines of Cambyses' army was a bunch of dogs and sheep and cats. Because he figured they wouldn't want to mess with them. And
go my menagerie.
And he was right. The Egyptians were so terrified of killing these animals and being sent to hell that they just pretty much stood aside and let the Persian army walk right in.
Why would they have to kill the animals in the first place? Why not just let the sheep and stuff go past?
Trained attack
sheep. Well, they did, but then the warriors had their the goddess painted on their shield. And they're just like, well, I can't mess with that. So they pretty much just stood aside and let him in.
And just like tied spears to rams and stuff.
And just had a kitten tied to the end of each of their staffs.
I'd rather die than hit that shield. Okay.
A little bit of an upbeat story here. Do you guys know about the Disney cats?
No.
The Disney cats.
Yeah. In the 1950s, the Disneyland in California was having a bit of a mouse problem. Then, because, you know, there's a bunch of tourists around throwing food all over the ground, so the mice would come in and just eat everything up.
Well, I mean, there's a big mouse that practically runs the place.
I know, right? It's just like a deity walking around.
Bow to me!
So, as a result of having all these mice, they ended up with a cat problem as well. So they're like, well, great, we had a bunch of mice, now we've still got a bunch of mice and a bunch of cats, what are we going to do? And one guy was like, well, maybe if we just keep the cats, the mouse problem will take care of itself. So they didn't get rid of the cats, they just kept them around, and it ended up working out. So
and then they brought in a bunch of stray dogs.
Well, no, they just kept the cats. So that was back in the 1950s, and ever since then, they've just got this policy of if a stray cat comes into Disneyland, they sort of catch it and spay or neuter it and tag it, and let it go back out into the park. And then they keep little bowls of water and cat food around the place to sort of entice them to stay.
Interesting. So
apparently there's like 200 feral cats just running around Disneyland.
I've met one of them.
Have you?
Last time I was in Disneyland, there was a cat in the little Pirate's Cove thing in the Disneyland Hotel that was walking around.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
He came over to us and we petted him and everything like that. And then actually I did learn about those cats after that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently there's a couple spots around Disneyland where if you know where to look, you can spot the like the food and the water dishes, and sometimes there's cats around. So
I gotta imagine that has caused problems with rides at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's Disney. They're never gonna tell you the dark side of anything. So if it happened, they don't talk about it. But yeah, apparently cats just run around Disneyland.
Has it always been a big cat in Pirates of the Caribbean right outside that cell? I could have sworn it was a dog.
It's a well-known fact that if you live alone and you commit suicide or die and you're locked in your place with your pet, they will start to eat you. It's nothing personal, but it's that or starvation. But I found one story in particular that was pretty gruesome. So this was a guy in his early 30s, locked himself in his apartment and committed suicide. 3 days later, some people found him, and his head and neck and his arms were completely defleshed, right down to the bone.
Damn.
Here's the thing, though. He had 10 cats, which were obviously chewing away at him, but the cats were all dead, too.
Oh.
So okay. What had happened
was... himself?
Yeah. So his method of suicide was he overdosed on pills. So then he was all diffused with too much painkillers, and the cats ate him, ate the painkillers, and they died too. So it all went down together.
They got pretty far before you know, they died.
Yeah,
no kidding. There were 10 of them. Andy will be devoured by a chinchilla when he goes. Yeah. It's going to take a while.
So there was something that I wanted to talk about on this episode in particular, because I'll tell some more stories later, but this seems to come up surprisingly a lot. As my mom is a vet, one of the things I always remember that she told me about was that here's what happens, basically. You have got a dryer, and you pop it open, and you leave some clothes in there. And then the cats go, oh boy, a nice warm spot to sit. And then they jump in there. And then you go and like, oh, I've got some more clothes to dry. I'll just toss them in with this first load. So you throw them in, and then you start up the dryer. And yeah, then no more cat. This happens somewhat regularly. I actually found a website that people could come and commiserate on accidentally killing their cats in their dryer. So
does it have a funny URL at least?
No. But I will put it in the links in case anyone, you know, wants to go and maybe find some help from that. But here's just some highlights from that site. So I said, I accidentally killed my pet cat. He jumped in the dryer last night as I was pulling out a wet comforter from the washer and stuck the comforter in the dryer, not knowing he was there. I would normally investigate any thumps or thinking it's spare change in the dryer, but I walked away thinking that it was a queen-size comforter and that was just the, you know, comforter knotted up. About 45 minutes later, I went back and looked in the open dryer and pulled out the blanket. At first, I thought a neck massager must have gone through, but I found my dead cat tangled up in the blankets. I went to the washer to get my daughter's uniform and put it in the dryer, and it was only a shirt and a pair of pants. I put it in the dryer, cleaned the lint trap, and turned it on. I then went upstairs and went to bed. I thought to myself that it was strange that my cat didn't jump into bed with me that night, but I didn't really think anything of it. The next day, I woke up to get my daughter's uniform in the dryer, and when I opened the dryer, her pants, they were all stained red.
Gross.
I thought maybe she'd had something in her pockets, but then when I looked in the dryer door, it was stained all over the inside, and then I saw my kitty laying in the bottom of the dryer.
That's brutal.
You think, okay, now I can almost understand a comforter lady, even though comforters do not thump. Yeah. But just what, like a pair of pants and a shirt, she's like, okay, turn on the dryer, thump, 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 thump. Yeah. And that's normal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, dryers take a minute to get up and running, you know, and who, you know, who thinks about that? You turn it on and you walk away and you come back 2 hours later.
I suppose I live in a small condo where I can just hear the dryer wherever, so I'd immediately know if there was something wrong.
Man, your dog can't jump that high. Maybe he could. He can jump pretty high. You should check your laundry.
And that's all the stories I had about cats. But I've got quite a few personal stories. What about you guys?
I mean, I had one cat growing up, and I didn't like it. The cat's name was Scratcher.
Because it was a DJ.
And you can surmise that the cat didn't like to be touched by anyone. You tried to touch that cat, and immediately it was just like...
You had a cat like that, too, named Black Kitten.
Yeah.
The cat's name was Black Kitten?
Yeah. We couldn't come up with a name for it. It was just a little kitten. We just called it Black Kitten. Stuck with it. Very vicious, horrible cat. Really... loved my parents to death, but if anyone got near it, it'd hiss and claw. Every time I come back to Phoenix, because the cat was in Yuma, my arms would basically be covered in scratches. And like, oh, you're playing with Black Kitten. Like, yep.
Good times.
When I lived in Ohio, there was a stray cat that just sort of adopted our family. And it would just sort of like come in and out as it pleased, but seemed to spend more time in our house than anybody else's. We called this cat Arby. I don't even remember what Arby stood for, but that was just its name. But this cat would just basically fight anything. You know, squirrels, other cats, dogs, just would just pick a fight with anything. It liked people okay, but just anything else that was on four legs just wasn't going to be around this cat for long. So we had a little beagle at the time, and it was just constantly beating the snot out of our beagle. One morning, the neighborhood kid came up and said, oh, I think your cat might be hurt. And he took us out there, and we found our cat dead on the sidewalk. And this kid basically told us that what had happened was a pair of Rottweilers were walking down the street in one direction with no owner, apparently, and our cat was walking in the other. And our cat doesn't take no crap from nobody, so it decided to pick a fight with the two Rottweilers, and the Rottweilers proceeded to play tug of war with my cat until dead.
Ouch.
So when we found it in the sidewalk, its front legs were pointing one way, and its back legs were pointed the other way. No way that that cat was ever going to go out any other way than in a fight. So,
yeah. Blaze of glory.
My mom had a couple personal stories from when she was a kid. When my mom was growing up, her mom lived at a house that was just way out in the middle of nowhere. And it was about, I don't know, maybe a 45-minute drive to town. And one time they were all going to the mall. So everybody piled into the van and closed it up and drove, you know, got on the freeway, drove about 45 minutes to the mall. Got a parking spot and went out. And then somebody noticed that on the top of the car was a cat stretched out and claws dug into the ceiling, hanging on for dear life, and had ridden the entire way to the mall. But actually, it was totally fine. So on the way back, they decided to let it ride on the inside. But other than that...
See, I have a story that's similar, but it didn't turn out as well.
Uh-oh.
No.
Well, I had a roommate move in. I own my own place, and I was renting out my room, and she had a cat.
I've heard the story.
Halfway through the cat living here, she decided it was going to be an outdoor cat as well. And I said, well, that doesn't seem like a good idea, but it's not my cat, I guess. The people who lived above us drove all the way to the mall, got out of the car, and then from their engine, they heard, meow. The cat had climbed up and into their engine, and basically, like, the underside of its arms was all burnt off, like all the hair was gone. The cat lived for a while longer, but not no thanks to her. Like she moved out soon after and left her cat here for a long time. So I took care of it for a while, even though I'm not particularly like cats. So I had to give it antibiotics. It started pooping everywhere because it missed her.
Yeah, that was
like
actually
like suddenly these people show up. They're like, "We think your cat was in our engine." I was like, "You think or you know?"
Yeah, that was actually something else that my mom brought up. Is that that's another place that tends to be kind of warm. And there has been more than a few times when somebody like drove somewhere, stopped for a while, and then like, you know, an hour or so later, went and got in the car and drove somewhere else. And in the meantime, the cat had crawled up into the engine. And in one case in particular that she remembered, the cat was just diced to mince by the cooling fan inside the car. So that does happen. My mom also wanted me to mention that if you do have a cat and you are a smoker, your cat is actually at an increased chance to get cancer. Because not only is it breathing the same air that you are, but the smoke gets into the cat's fur, and then the cat cleans itself and ingests all the nasty smoke stuff. Not a good idea to have a cat if you're a smoker. But this was maybe one of my favorite stories that she told me, was that there was a cat and it managed to get a fishing hook through its hand. So the only thing cats know how to do is claw at that stuff. So it decided to start kicking and scratching at the fishing hook and ended up with three of its four limbs hooked onto this fishing hook. It was all bound up. So that cat was okay, but yeah, not a very good problem-solving technique. Now it's time for What Are Your Morals Worth? So what else could we possibly do? Well, that's what the question is.
Damn it.
How much would I have to pay you to kill a cat? And not an old elderly cat on its deathbed. Not a cat with a medical condition.
A cat with its whole life ahead of it.
Cat. Yep.
Not a 1-inch long, 2-inch tall cat.
Where you accidentally step on it.
Has this cat killed anyone?
Nope.
Hmm.
It's just a cat.
It's not a cat on death row?
Nope.
Quite a lot. I mean,
yeah. I don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
It was shocking to me that there's a guy just going around poisoning cats. Oh, but do I get to choose the method of killing?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No.
What is the method?
Just the cat.
Just hand to hand?
Yep.
Then I'm going to lose. Well,
you're not going to lose to a cat. Like, is this cat coming at me with, like, death in his eyes to begin with?
Nope. You're just locked in a room with a cat. And the cat's just
if the cat
around.
Wins, does it get the money? I don't want to do that. I'd have to get a lot of money.
Yeah. But how much?
For anything. And it's one of those things, for anything, like $1 million is a lot of money to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I think that... I hate having an answer like this because it feels really cheap and everything like that, but but it's not cheap because I don't think I would do it. I'm happy enough with my life to where at this point in time, I'm just not going to do it. I don't care. Like, I just can't do it.
Opting out?
Yeah. I'm going to go hug my cat now.
Really, really tight for $5,000.
I'm not going to opt out. I'm going to come up with a number, but yeah, it's basically got to be a number so high that I'm certain no one will ever offer me that deal. So I would definitely, like, if I were to do that, that would have to be the last thing I would ever do. So I'd have to be able to retire for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't think $1 million would be enough. I think that I could get through $1 million in the rest of my life. So it'd have to be more.
See, you say that, but if somebody gave me a briefcase full of $1 million. At that point,
$1 million in one hand and a cat in the other.
I think $1 million would do it for me. The very lowest, like, six digits, but $1 million would probably do it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
I do not want to do this.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm actively seeking someone to give me $1 million to kill a cat.
Yeah. Ah, jeez. I don't know.
I'm not a bad person, I promise.
I'm going to say five. I'm going to say $5 million.
$5.
Five whole dollars.
One Abraham Lincoln. Nope, $5 million. That's my lowest price.
That's my final answer. See, I think Adam and I are okay with the $1 million, but, you know, if I was in more dire straits, I might drop that to the...
Like, none of these situations are me, like, destitute and homeless.
No. This is just right now.
Like, Mr. Slugsworth shows up with $1 million in a briefcase and a little kitten in the other hand.
Come on, Charlie.
Remember, it's not really Slugworth, though, so, you know, it's a trick. Yeah.
See, what if it was like Gallagher and he hands you the sledge-o-matic?
Oh, God. I mean, at least the hammer would be over quick.
Oh, you would hope.
I think I could end it quickly with a big hammer.
Okay, Thor.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's making me sad.
Watch, there's going to be some sort of situation where I have to end up killing a cat for some reason for free, you know? Like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'd be different if, like, an if like aliens threw me in a pit with a cat and said, it's him or you.
Weird aliens. Yeah.
Earth's mightiest warriors.
And that's about all we've got.
Thanks to my co-hosts, and thank you so much for tuning in today. If you would like more information about today's episode, check out our website at acidpoppodcast.podbean.com. You can also find us on Twitter at acidpoppodcast and contact us at acidpoppodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us all the stars you can. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, wife's coming in here.
She can't know what we do.
Everyone act casual.
Wife's coming in right at the cat serial killer portion.
Perfect.